Yeah, Brenton just joined. We have Holly, Misha, Igor, April, Courtney, Acacia, and myself, and then a few phone numbers. So Amy and Noel was one of them, and then I didn't catch the other two phone numbers.
Sure. So I just want to read this back and make sure I got that, because you're going pretty quick. And I'm pretty quick, too, but not that quick. So I got Igor, Misha, Barrett, okay, you, Robin, Amy, Breton, Courtney, Holly, and April. Was there somebody else that, did you say Acacia was on the line, too?
Yeah.
Remy.
And Remy?
Yep, right? I was here.
Awesome. Okay, so if I didn't say your name, but you're on a phone call, could you please just pipe up so that I know who you are? You'll have to go off of, you'll have to unmute, of course, to do that.
There's one more person. I don't know what their name is, though. It's the 867-445 number.
They were Adam.
Yeah.
I think that's Adam.
Yeah, that's me, Tim.
Okay. Jasmine or Katan or Melanie or Myla, Chanel, any of you on the call? Okay, well, hearing nothing at the moment, we'll get started.
It's, Jasmine just jumped in.
Jasmine just jumped in. Hi, Jasmine. Okay, well, let's get started. Welcome to the first of the two conference calls for PE 101. It's Tim Van Dam speaking to you from Yellowknife. And just to start off with, I'd like to just do a land acknowledgement that we are here in Sombakay and Chief Dry Geese territory in Treaty 8. And this is the traditional home of the Yellowknife Dene and the North Slave Métis, also known as Yellowknife in the Northwest Territories. I try to actively honor the treaties and remember that we are all treaty people. For the folks who are just jumping on, just a reminder that I don't have internet access today, so I'm just on the phone call, Adam as well. If anything changes partway through, then I will jump into the chat room. But I don't have access to the chat. So if there are anybody, I would ask you if you have questions or comments to either just wait for a break, or if you really have a pressing question, just go ahead and interrupt what I'm saying, and I will, with your name, and I will get to your question as promptly as possible. You can also put your questions into the chat, or your answers into the chat. Robin, again, if you don't mind, I'll call on you to read those out for us, or you can alert me if a question or a comment has popped up in the chat. Is that agreeable, Robin?
Yeah.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Wow, this is really cool having a remote set of eyes. All right. So we're going to get started. There's lots to do today. So PE 101 is the first of several learning events that's designed to help rec leaders deliver quality recreation experiences. And over the course of the next couple of weeks, or what's left of it, you're going to be introduced to six steps that rec leaders can use to design and to deliver recreation programs for a special event. When we design and deliver programs or events well, our programs have a successful, safe, and enjoyable recreation experience. Our participants have that experience. If you haven't got the slideshow open, I'll ask you to open it up now and take a look at slide 4. Slide 4 shows that this learning event will encourage you to recognize that the design and delivery of an individual program or event is part of recreation programming. So learn to use a 6-step process in the design and delivery of a recreation program or event, and to consider how design contributes to an interesting, safe, and enjoyable experience. Here's a pro tip for anybody on the call who supervises other staff. You can use what you're learning in this learning event about program planning with your staff. Share this stuff. It's not stealing. It's not hijacking. It's the best practice. So for today's call, our agenda is going to look a little different than usual. We'll do a quick round of introductions, and because we've got some new folks on the call, and then we're going to start by taking a look at the first of the three steps of design that we're going to look at on slides 6 through 16. Then together we're going to co-create a checklist that you'll be able to use when you're organizing a program or event. So we're going to start off with introductions. Igor, I gave you the warning that you're going to go first. And I'm going to go kind of alphabetical order by your first name, kind of. So we'll start off with Igor, Jasmine, and Misha. And then we're going to jump to Remy, Robin, and Acacia. So Igor, Jasmine, and Misha. Igor, you can go first. Oh, wait. Before you do, though, can you put this into the chat? Tell me your name, what you do in your community, and on a scale of 1 to 10, how comfortable do you feel designing and delivering programs and events in your community? So 10, you're really comfortable. 1, it kind of makes you feel nervous. All right, so once again, your name, your community, and on a scale of 1 to 10, how comfortable are you in designing and delivering programs and events? Igor, we'll start with you.
Hey, team. My name is Igor. My name is Igor, and I live in Chulita, Northwest Territories, and I work for the Hamlet of Chulita as Director of Recreation here. And on that scale, 1 to 10, I would say I'm at 8 in being comfortable or doing programming. Thank you.
Right on. Awesome. Thanks, Igor. Over to Jasmine in Cambridge.
Hey, Lauren, can you hear me okay?
I can just barely hear you, Jasmine. If you speak up loudly, I think we'll be okay.
Sure. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit better. Go for it.
Okay. So I would say I'm fairly comfortable in designing, planning, and executing events. I've been doing it most of my life. in an unofficial way. I'm always the event planner or party planner within my friend group and my family, so I feel fairly confident and comfortable with planning events, and I'm very excited to do so in my community.
Right on. And which community is that, Jasmine?
Cambridge Bay, Nunavut.
Woohoo! Shout out to that Cambridge. We're as cold as you today. Actually, I think you might even be warmer than us today. So if you were to give it a number, Jasmine, what would your number be, do you think?
Honestly, I would say a 9. I feel really
right on. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, thanks, Jasmine.
I'm 45 here today, so I doubt it.
Oh, you beat us by a couple of degrees. All right, as usual. All right, so over to Misha and CarMax, and then we'll go to Remy, Robin, and Acacia. Misha. I gave away your community.
Actually, I don't live in CarMax anymore.
I live
in Horse Lake. So,
right.
Yeah, my name's Misha. Yeah, no, I now I work as the regional engagement coordinator for the Climate Reality Project. I'm also doing a bunch of like food security stuff, and I won't get into a tangent, but I would say I'm fairly confident in organizing programming and stuff. It's probably one of my favorite things about my work. But of course, it always depends on like what the programming is. If it's something I'm really knowledgeable about, then I would feel like kind of like eager, maybe like a 8. But if it's like something that I don't know anything about, then I think I let other people take the lead and I kind of work more collaboratively. Mm-hmm. But I would say 8 is a good number for me.
Awesome. Thanks, Misha. And sounds like somebody just joined the call. Can you say who you are?
Remy, I lost connection on my laptop.
Okay. All right. Remy, I hope you're not facing the same problems we are, but I'm glad you're back on. You're and just in time, too, because you're up next. So we're going to go to Remy, Robin, and Acacia, and then we'll go to Adam. So Remy, just to remind you, could you tell us your name, your role in your community, and what on a scale of 1 to 10, how comfortable you feel designing and delivering programs and events?
My name is Remy Ospatiku. I'm from Baker Lake, Nunavut. I'm a supervisor for the youth camp leaders. And I feel, on a scale of 1 to 10, I feel comfortable. I would say a 6.
Right on. Awesome. Thanks, Remy. And glad you made it back on the call. Okay, so Robin, Akasia, and then Adam. Robin, you're up.
Hi, I'm Robin. I'm the Recreation Director for the Marshfield Community Center. On a scale from 1 to 10, I would say 10. I feel very comfortable designing and delivering events, or at least faking it, to the point where all the participants enjoy themselves. I think one of the biggest skills that I have with designing and putting on events is being able to roll with the punches and not get too stressed out when things don't go exactly as planned, because they rarely ever do.
True that. Awesome. Thanks, Robin. All right, over to Akasia, Adam, and then Amy.
Hi, I'm not sure if you guys can hear me, but my name is Akasia Lane. I'm the program coordinator for Elder Active in the community of Whitehorse. I feel at about a 6 or 7, a bit confident and a bit nervous as I'm new to the role, but I do have some experience with event planning and even teaching some courses, so that's where I'm at.
Sweet. Well, welcome to your new role, Akasia. Congratulations, and welcome to the Rec North program. We're really happy to have you with us. And at the end of this, I hope that 6 or 7 feels more like an 8 or a 9.
Perfect.
Okay, over to Adam, Amy, and then we'll go to Breton.
Yeah, hi, everyone. Adam here. I am the Director of Professional Development here at Recreation and Parks in Yellowknife, so my office is right next to Tim's. In terms of planning events, I suppose, as someone mentioned earlier, it sort of depends on the type of the event. So organizing training and education stuff, I'd be very comfortable and experienced with. And then there are other events that, probably less of. So I think there's probably some variety. I'd put it between a 7 and a 9 maybe, or a 6 and a 9, depending on the type of event.
Right on. Awesome. Thanks, Adam. You're very modest. Okay. So we'll go to Amy, Breton, and Courtney. But just before we jump over to you, Amy, it sounds like somebody just joined us on the call again. Can you say who you are?
Hi, it's Chanel.
Hey, Chanel. That's great. Okay. Chanel, I'm going to insert you in here. So we'll go to Amy, Breton, and then Chanel. Chanel, just so you know what's going on, we're doing a round of introductions. If you could tell us your name, your community, when it's your turn, and then on a scale of 1 to 10, how comfortable are you designing and delivering programs and events? But right now we're on Amy, so Amy, you're up.
Hey guys, so I'm Amy. I'm the rec programmer for the town of Hay River. And my confidence in programming when it comes to regular monthly schedules and programming, I'm probably an 8 out of 10. But when it comes to newer or larger events, probably a 6. Just have a scatterbrain, so just hoping to learn some ways to try to organize that and figure out new techniques to be able to offer that in our community a bit more.
Right on, Amy, and welcome to this course. We're really happy to have you as part of the Rec North family. And 100%, there are some good tools in here that are going to help you with fleeting minds like mine. So we're going to go over to Breton, and then Chanel, and then we'll go to Courtney. Breton, you're up. You might need to unmute.
Here we go.
Here you go.
Perfect. Hi, everybody. So my name is Breton. I am from Iqaluit. I've been in my position for about 6 months now as the Recreation Services Manager. In terms of my, confidence in hosting events, I think similar to others on the call, just depending on what that event is and kind of my knowledge and experience specifically towards what is being hosted and delivered, probably like a six or seven, I would say, right now.
Right on. That's pretty, respectable. Awesome. Bretton, glad you made the call today. And like before, I hope that you're going to find yourself closer to that 9 or 10 at the end of this, at the end of the next 2 weeks or so. Excuse me. So we're going to go over to Chanel and then Courtney and Holly. And then we'll wrap up with April. So Chanel, you're up.
All right. So I'm Chanel. I live in Carmack, and I started as a program leader when I first started at the rec center in Carmack. And I've worked my way up. I've been acting director a few times. Right now, I'm the bookings clerk and program supervisor. So I'm really good at delivering programs and seeing them out, but like major events and bigger programs, I'm not so confident in. Shy of big crowds and all that. So, yeah.
You know what? That's okay. And hopefully this course will leave you feeling with a lot more confidence. And you know, as the bookings officer, you hold all the power.
Yeah.
But maybe that will give you some extra confidence. Thanks, Chanel.
Yep.
All right. Courtney, Holly, and April. Courtney, you're up. Go for it. You seem to know what you're doing. Just go for it.
Yeah, I'm Courtney. I am from Hay River. I'm the recreation programming supervisor here for the town of Hay River. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say I'm a 10 in designing and delivering events. It's one of my favorite parts of the job. I really enjoy delivering the event, designing right from the very beginning, dreaming up ideas, designing or delivering the events, and then our regular programming as well. I really, really enjoy just seeing it all come to fruition.
That's awesome, Courtney. I'm glad to hear that. We'll look to your leadership a little bit. Thanks. Holly, over to you, and then April. Holly, you're up.
Hello. My name's Holly. I currently don't work for the Hamlet, but I am going into for the training to take over the current rec coordinator job. I'm really excited to do it. I grew up working in recreation, planning events. I always had somebody to fall back on and somebody for backup and just to collab with, basically, and I'm hoping to grow out of that, and I'm hoping the course gives me a lot more confidence in planning and delivering events. Probably like a 5-4.
That's great. Awesome, Holly. Thanks. No, I think you're in the right place to help develop your confidence, and there are lots of people here who have great experience that you feel free to ask questions of people, and this group has shown itself to be really open with suggestions and helpfulness. So I think it's great that you're doing this program before you take over the role. You're going to be fantastic. Over to you, April. April, you're the last person on our list today.
My name is April Olusi. I'm from Olusi, Northwest Territory. I work at the Hamlet as the recreation coordinator. And after these holiday events that we held, about 10 days of events for the community to attend, and with all of the compliments and accomplishing those events and seeing everybody have fun and enjoy play games and all that, I think I'm pretty confident at 8 right now, and hopefully after a year of being in this position I'll be at a 10.
I hope so too, April, and I have all the confidence in you as well. Right on. Well, thanks everybody. Again, I'm Tim and I'm in Yellowknife. And I am feeling pretty confident today, despite our little technological glitches, that we're going to have a good time together here. So thank you all for introducing yourselves and for letting us know a little bit about where you are. And think about today in 2 weeks or around 2 weeks when we wrap up, and just do a mental check. Are you further ahead? Do you feel more confident now? Or will you feel more confident then? But for now, let's take a couple of minutes to explore program design and delivery and how those things fit into the big picture of community recreation. So if you don't have the slide deck open, the slides, try and find those. They are located They're in the course main page, where right at the top paragraph where it says check out the slideshow here. And right now, I'm looking at slide 7. So in most communities, rec programmers plan and deliver and evaluate a whole range of services and a bunch of programs and events that we kind of what we've been talking about is shown in slide 7 here. If this is what you do, you probably come up with ideas for programs and events, or maybe you follow directions from some kind of plan. You might also be responsible for delivering what you plan. And if you take a look again, I just go back one slide to slide 6, this is an example of direct delivery. Nonprofit groups also plan and deliver and evaluate their programs in a similar way. So you might have a long-term plan, and that's the plan that you're following. Your schedule is kind of preset for you. But sometimes in our communities, we encounter challenges or unmet needs or issues, and we don't really know how to address or to solve them. So in these cases, a community development approach can help. You might have explored the community development approach in a little bit more detail in our last learning event, CB 101, Community Building. So this might be sounding familiar to you. Community development approach considers that citizens are the experts on what's needed in their community. And in this kind of approach, rec leaders become facilitators rather than just the providers. The role is to encourage and support the community to come together to design and implement programs or events. This type of approach takes time, though, but it can really empower the community to take charge of what's the most important things for them. If you flip back over to slide 8, CE 101 focuses on more of a direct delivery where the rec leader designs and delivers a specific kind of program or event. If you took a look, if you took a look at activity 1, and many of you did, so thank you for taking part in that activity if you did, but if you remember back to activity 1, you were asked to choose the top reasons why you design an activity before delivering it. 12 people responded, I believe, and 12 out of 12 people chose the same answer to ensure that it meets the needs and interests of your target group. That's pretty impressive. And you might be interested to know that this is almost always the top answer. 7 people chose to help ensure a safe experience, which, again, is usually the second top answer. And 7 people chose to align with annual personal, or to align with annual programming goals, so the direct delivery model. So if you think about the reasons for programming, for planning rather, we need certain knowledge and skills to design activities that are safe, that fulfill the interests and keep people engaged. And we follow a series of steps that can help us to deliver these skills. So if you take a look over on slide 9, this is one of my favorite slides in all of the Rec North course slides because of the G. So if you take a look at slide 9, you'll notice that the acronym PROGRAM is used to help you remember each of these different design elements. So if you look at the P, what is the purpose to deliver this program? Like, why are we doing this program or event? R, what are the results? O, our outline, how are you going to, what are you going to do and what do you need? And the GR, the get ready, prepare a work plan, an activity plan for each session. A, action, carry out the plan. And M, monitor. This is a really important one. If somebody, sounds like somebody just jumped onto the call, can you say who you are?
Hey, Tim, that was Adam. Just rejoin.
Okay. Right on. Thanks, Adam. Sorry, yeah, I just threw it off there a little bit. So using this six-step approach can help make the process for you or for the staff that you supervise a little bit more streamlined and easy. So this is one of those great tools that comes out of this 2-week learning event. So if you take a look at slides 10 and 11, but let's break these things down. The P, the purpose. Slide 10 shows the purpose is determined by answering 3 questions in one sentence. What are the major benefits of this program or this event? How will we do it and who is it for? So, for example, we will support our community's children to reach their full potential by providing an after-school program for youth in grades 6 to 8. So identifying what you want to achieve helps you to design your program or event. Results are more immediate. They lead towards broader benefits, and they can be seen and tracked and reported on. So think about a statement like this. Children participate in an after-school program on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Children are active for 45 minutes each session. So if you think about a clear purpose and the results, if you think about clear purpose, like the first statement that we made, and then the second statement, the results, children participate in an after-school program on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and they're active for 45 minutes each session. When you put those together, it makes it a little bit easier for you to draft the outline of your program or event. Your outline should briefly describe what your program or event is and list what it will be, what you're going to need to deliver it. So if you scroll down to slide 13 and 14, slides 13 and 14 suggest that outlines describe the what, the when, the where, and the who of a program or event. Now, at this point, you might stop to think about how you'll build variety into your programs and events. The after school, or the active after school website, linked on slide 15, is a really good resource for planning and for finding out different kinds of activity ideas. So if you haven't checked that out yet, I encourage you to do so. Also, if you run into interesting resources online, feel free to put those into the chat, or better still, into the post for the first required learning activity that you can share with other people. Back to our outline, though. So once you've got your outline, you can figure out what you need and what you need and what you need to get in order to make sure that your program or event is successful. So we're going to spend the rest of this call brainstorming what you may need or what you might need to do for your program, for a program. And for this brainstorm, we're going to have a checklist that you can adapt or use. So if you are able to, there's a shared document. Sadly, I can't open the shared document this morning because our internet is, whoa, hold on a second. Our internet just popped back up. All right. So there's a shared document. It's a Google document, and I'm going to, just bear with me for a second, I'm going to log on to the call, and then I can start putting stuff into the chat. So I'm just going to take 30 seconds here to do that. Standing by. All right, I can see you folks. Hi. Wow, look at all those smiling faces. Nice to see everybody. Thanks, Robin, for being my eyes here. I appreciate that. Okay, let me
just
open
a heads up, and you'll see that Myla joined as well.
Okay, great. Thanks, Myla, for being here. I'm going to check you in, too. Okay, great. So I'm just going to put the link for the shared sheet into chat. So you can join us on the shared sheet if you are able to. And I'm just going to move mine into a new window over here. Here we go. All right. Okay, so if you've got the shared document open, I see a bunch of people in here. Here's the first question. So if you look to slide 16, the image here shows that there are different resources that you need to deliver a program or an event, and that those will include things like people, your facility, you have to have a budget, you need equipment, supplies, promotion, etc. So here's the question. What do you think we need to do, or what do we need to get, to make sure that a program or an event is successful? So let's begin by considering program and people. So I see somebody's already got is that you, Robin? Okay, I see a bunch of people are in here, so that's okay. So what you can do is in program or events or in people, if you have ideas that are other than the ones that are currently on these lists, go ahead and start to type them in. If you don't have access to the shared sheet, you can also put your answers into the chat, and I'll be happy to put them in for you. So for the folks who are listening in on the call, what is the program, reading from programs or events, what is the program or event? What is the purpose for delivering it? What's the backup plan? How are we going to track participation? What is the demand for the program? Why is the program important or necessary? In the people column, we've got what type of leaders are needed, how many, what do they do, how do we thank volunteers, what types of tasks will people need to do, goals and outcomes of the program, I see a few folks who are already filling in location. That's fine. Go right ahead. We're thinking about if you want to just keep populating this, that's fine. You go right ahead. So there are a number of ideas that people are popping into location as well. And I'll just read those out again for the folks who are just calling in. So starting off our list is, where will the event take place? Will there be enough space? Who's going to open and lock up the facility? Who's going to clean it up? Is there enough parking? Is the space accessible and safe? Thanks very much to the person who wrote that. That's a great one. If you're thinking ahead, some of these questions will beget questions further down the list. I'm just going to go back up to program or events for the folks who aren't listening. So I'll read through programs or events, and then we'll move on together to location, to people and then location. So again, in programs or events, we have, what is the program or event? What is its purpose? Or what's the purpose for delivering it? What are the desired outcomes? What's the backup plan? How will we track participation? What's the demand for the program? Why is the program or event important or necessary? What goals or outcomes does the program event hope to achieve? And is this the right time? That's a good one. In people column, we've got, what type of leaders are needed? Will staff or volunteers require specific training? How many will we need? And what will they do? How will we thank volunteers? What types of tasks will they need to do? What are the age groups we need? Are there any pre-required skills? Do we need lead time to acquire a vulnerable sectors check for volunteers? Yeah, so do you have to have a, what we sometimes call a criminal record check? They're not exactly the same thing, but sometimes people refer to it that way. Do we need to hire any community leaders? That's a good one. And then now we're at location. People are really starting to populate this too. This is great. So where is the event going to take place? Is there enough space? Who will open or lock up the facility? Who cleans up? Is there enough parking? Is the space accessible and safe? Do we need a Wi-Fi password? Is there an alarm system? Woo, good thinking. Probably somebody put that in because they got bit by that bug once before. Are the emergency exits approachable? That's pretty good. Who do we contact if there is a problem with the facility? Also excellent. Moving down to equipment and supplies, people are starting to populate that too. And again, folks, if you don't have access to the shared document in the URL that I posted here, go ahead and put your questions or your answers, your comments into the chat, and I'll put them in for you. And if you don't have access to the chat, you just want to say your answers out loud, go for it, and I'll make sure that those get into the sheet as well. Okay, getting back to our list here, we've got people populating stuff now in equipment and supplies. So our pre-existing list included what equipment and supplies will be needed, who's going to return the equipment, do we provide snacks, is there a plan or a budget for equipment supplies that are damaged. If you look up to people and to location, are there any clues in there that or program or event, are there any clues in there that make you think, oh, this is something that we should also include in equipment and supplies? Ooh, does the space have sound equipment? Thanks, Anonymous Raccoon. And how do we monitor equipment location? So, for instance, if you're using a rental, how do you know where it is and is it going to be returned in a safe and timely manner? What about things like if you need to source material that you're purchasing and lead time? Could that be a consideration? Could equipment and supplies include things like could it include things like food? Could it include things like, and if you need food, do you think back to location and do you need a kitchen or do you need warming locations or anything like that? Those are all things you can consider as well. Let's take a look down to budgets and what are some of the things we need to consider around budget. So, how much is everything going to cost? Are there any grants available? How much do we have to charge participants to make the program possible? Possible to do with no charge? Is the price of the program a barrier for the target for our target audience? Are there private businesses that would be interested in funding the project? What payments method are we going to use? And who's going to be collecting the payments? And how are they going to collect it? And who's going to handle that once those payments have been made? Does your budget need to be approved by anybody? Yeah, I've seen that people are largely moving on from budget down to risk management. We're going to, you can fill stuff in risk management here. People are doing it anyway. I'm not going to stop you. So some of the things that we've got included in here are, do we have first aid people on site? Do we need people with food safe certification? That's great. Does EMS or fire management need to be informed of the event? Good questions. What's the weather like? Cold. Is that going to affect our program? Do we have an emergency response plan or a backup plan? Somebody else is just about to type something in here. I'm waiting to see it. Anonymous Python. How will we be contacting parents or guardians if we need to? Great question. Is the first aid kit stocked up? Awesome. All right, let's move down to promotions and advertising. If I see more stuff added in, we'll come back and we'll take a look at that. So in promotions and advertising, pre-populated, or what is already here for us as a guidepost, what is the best way to advertise? Who's the target audience? How do we best utilize it? How do we best use our marketing tools to advertise? So do we use a newsletter, website, social media, radio? There are lots of options. How do we reach an audience who isn't already involved? Good questions. If there is anybody who, I'm just going to wait to see what this last one is. Does my advertisement have all the necessary information? Oh, yes. Thank you for putting that down, Anonymous Raccoon. I appreciate that. You've all got little animals attached to your anonymous names there. I think that Anonymous, I'm going to guess that Anonymous Raccoon is Robin because you smiled as I was saying Anonymous Raccoon. Okay. Okay. So there's lots of really, there's some new stuff in budget here, which is great. What existing budget resources are there? Do we have cash or in-kind contributions? Do we need professional people to manage equipment and equipment and supplies? That could also fit under the people category too. Is there a fair representation in leaders under people? I really love that. Do our leaders represent our population? That's a good question and good considerations. We haven't gone around. Is there anybody who hasn't had a chance to provide some input into this that would like to be able to? You can either raise a hand, or you can speak up, or you can put something into the chat, and I'll be happy to make sure that your comments get included. Okay, I don't see anybody who wants to, who's dying to add anything in. But this is a really good beginning, or a good starting list. You might not have an answer to all of these questions, and part of our job as recreation leaders and program planners is to think about them, and are the questions that we must answer when it comes to program planning to make sure that we have a successful program or event. Remember, too, that as our group has a lot of shared knowledge, there's a lot of shared knowledge in your communities as well. And while a lot of people expect us to have all the answers, especially in the midst of a program that might be going on or an event that might be going on, sometimes we don't. And it's valuable to lean on others or to rely on others and use the resources of other people to get answers to the questions that you might not necessarily have. So feel free and be brave to ask people questions about the things, especially if you're newer in your community or in your community role. Just sort of going back to our course list and what we have to do for this learning event. The activity number 3, the RLA, design a program or event. Quite a number of people have already inputted their program plan into this. There's a downloadable one that you can use, and you can download it and you can fill it in. If you want to copy the information from the shared sheet that we're just using now and use that as a starting point, you're absolutely welcome to. But I would encourage you, please, to some people have chosen instead just to type their answers straight into the comment box, and that works just fine as well. Whichever is the easiest way for you. But I would ask you, please, to take a good look at item number 3, this week's required learning event, required learning activity, and give it your best shot. I'll be going through those in a day or two and starting to provide some comments. I already provided, Courtney, I I typed yours out thinking there might be people who can't access the downloaded ones. So I did that, but I realized that there's probably going to be a lot of those, and I might not have time to type everybody's out. So if I can, I will. If I don't have time to, that's okay too. Are there any questions about any of the six items in the program checklist way of planning out your program or event? Okay. Then we're going to go through, we'll just go around in a circle one last time. And I'm going to start with Igor again, and we'll work our way through the list in the same order. So we'll go with Igor, Jasmine, and Misha. If you could have, just think of one word that describes how you are feeling about this learning event so far. So we're going to go to Igor first, and then Jasmine and Misha. And don't forget...
Thank you, Tim. One word is excited.
Right on. Thanks, Igor. Jasmine, how about you? If you're still on the call, Jasmine, you might need to unmute. Okay, we'll come back to Jasmine if she's on. How about Misha and then Myla and Rennie?
Energized.
Right on. Thanks, Misha. Myla, Rennie, and then Robin. Myla, how about you? You have to unmute. Oh, Myla, I just said to be right back. Oh, you're back. There you are.
Well, I would say excited as well.
Great. One word's all I need. Thanks very much, Myla. Right on. Rennie, Robin, and Acacia.
Excited, but mostly nervous.
You know what? That's great. Excited, I'm glad about that. And nervous, you know what? That's okay. It's good to feel a little bit nervous sometimes. I mean, it shows that you care. And I think that that's awesome. So right on, I'm glad about that. Who's up next? Are we at Remy, I think?
I went.
Oh, sorry, Remy, okay. Then we're at Robin, and then we'll go to Acacia and Adam.
One word I would use is curious. I saw in the, forum that some other people had put, winter carnival-type things, and there were some similar events, so I'm really curious to see what everybody else's events are.
Oh, yeah, this is a great time to get new ideas. Sweet. How about Acacia, Adam, and Amy?
I had the same thought as Robin. I'm definitely curious. I don't know much about the program, and I'm excited to learn more.
Right on. Cool. Adam, Amy, and then we'll go over to Breton. Adam?
Yeah, I'd say I'm interested in what we're discussing today and interested to see what else we have in store.
Right on. Thanks, Adam. Amy, and then Breton, and then Chanel. Amy, you're up.
Yeah, just being able to discover either new ideas or new ways of thinking to be able to put these into action.
Great. I'm going to go with your first word in that sentence, which was discover.
Yes.
That's a good word. Yeah, right on. Thanks. We're at Breton. Yeah, Breton and then Chanel and Courtney.
I'm trying to use a new word here. I'd say optimistic because I think I've learned a lot so far since been in this course and just, I guess, looking forward to what's coming next.
Sweet. I like that. Optimistic. That's great. Thanks, Breton. All right. Chanel, Courtney, Holly, and April. Chanel, you're up.
I'd say intriguing.
Nice. Right on. I'm curious about that, but I only asked you for one word you gave me once, so it's up to me now. Nice work. Thanks, Cheryl. Courtney and Holly and then April.
I am interested in learning more and getting some more skills in this area.
Awesome. Thanks, Courtney. Holly, how about you? You might need to unmute if you're still on the call here, Holly. Okay, well, we'll come back to you if you're still here, if you're there. April, how about you?
Encouraging and curious to see how these other programs would run in my small community.
Sweet. I'm glad that you're encouraged by that. April, that's awesome. Holly, did you just join the call back on? Somebody just called back in. Who is that? Okay. Is there anybody that I missed? Sorry, go ahead.
That was probably Chanel. Her call dropped. We're listening on my laptop.
Okay. All right. Did I miss anybody? Okay, I think we got them all. Thanks, folks. So that's what we've got for today. I really appreciate everybody's contribution to today's discussion. A lot of that contribution was through direct entry, which is pretty cool. So again, feel free to circle back to the shared document, and the link to that as well is on the front page is on the page for RLA3 as well as on the main page of the website of the course router. If you have any trouble with any of the questions or anything that's going on at all, or if you just need some encouragement, absolutely please let me know. Feel free to drop me a line. My phone number is in the welcome message to this program as well as my email. You can direct message me as well through Moodle, and I will do my best to help you work through whatever hurdles you might be facing. That's it for today, folks. I really appreciate you all being here. If you want to stick around, if you have any questions, I'll stay on the line for a couple minutes for people who want to ask questions individually. Otherwise, have a great rest of the week. Don't forget, please take care of RLA 3 by Sunday. I'll be poking my head in there periodically just to see how things are going and adding comments. And I hope you have a great rest of the week. Masi Cho. Thank you very much. Merci. Have a great chilly Thursday. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
A couple of folks still on the line. Oh, nobody left on the line, just me. All right, that wraps up our call for today.